woman just said, was I talking to him? But the man was dead. What I'm saying is that let God do something for you that will stir up your faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? I like the way this man used to say it. What's his name? Maurice Cerullo. He said, you need an experience. Because he preached on evangelism. Go out and manifest the power of God. But he said, you need an experience. That God will do something for you that after that, you can't doubt. Are you getting my point? After that, you will not be able to doubt that, I know. I have seen this thing before. And I'm saying to you this, that's what I want to begin to do. Let's begin to talk about this power of God. Because you will see it too. Amen. I didn't hear the amen properly.
Amen.
Because you will see it, you will experience it, it will manifest on your behalf.
Amen.
Somebody will come up to you like Nicodemus came up to Jesus Christ. And say, wait, come, explain to us. You are using something. Don't deny it. If you are using something, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, I'm happy. Because like I said, we are also in our own cult. We are in our own confraternity. And we eat certain sacrifices. And we also go to places at night. He that dwells in the secret place. These are hidden places that they go at night. You are getting what I'm saying? I mean, when you enter into your closet, is that not a secret place? When you start talking to the wall, are you not uttering incantations? Listen, I've said I'm a worse babalawo than any babalawo you have ever seen. What has he seen? He makes sacrifices of the blood of fowl. I eat fowl. I don't sacrifice his blood. We make sacrifices of the precious, sinless blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no sacrifice he can make that can come near that one. And you know the beautiful thing about my own sacrifice? It's ever present. No, it's there all the time. I don't have to go to the market to go and buy a white fowl that doesn't have black feather. Anytime. Once I close my eyes, the blood is flowing. Tell your neighbor, I'm using something. Listen, I'm saying this is about, listen, if you have a business idea, use something on it. You get my point? Yeah, you speak to it, you tell it, I hereby sacrifice the precious blood upon you. I have poured it on you. You will go forth and you will prosper. Any man who kills cow, when you show up with your own blood, you know he has wasted money. And they will all show up one day and say, you are using something that we don't understand. And I'm saying this to let you know that you should expect it. Let nobody intimidate you. Listen, sometime ago, my wife and I had a discussion. We're talking with a friend about business. He said, no, you can't do it except you do it like that. When we go back home, I told my wife, this is the problem I have with this guy. He's not expecting things to be different. What does it mean to be a Christian? If I must follow it exactly the way the world does it. I've said to you before, there is no testimony as a student if you have to read the whole night to pass. I don't know what I said. There's no testimony. There is no testimony. There's no testimony. Brethren, as Christians, we must not be lazy. We must not be lazy. Me, after lecture, I go back to class. 2 a.m. is when I leave. By 5, I have woken up. I do my quiet time. That's just tipping us, you know, like just tip. Waiter, take your quiet time. Because you're using arm of flesh. I do my quiet time from 5 to 5:30. By 5:30, I started reading again. Praise God. My result is showing it. He said, in fact, number one, I must not be the pastor in that place. I will flog you personally. You cannot even mount a pulpit where I'm pastor and talk that kind of crap. No, you can't. It's not allowed. I don't like it. It's not a manifestation of the grace of God. It is vain for a student to rise up early and go to bed late. I'm passing the pass of house of sorrows. Because he gives to his beloved understanding even while they sleep. How did Kekule draw the cyclical hydrocarbon? Was not in his dream. You go dream, you go not say that God they help you. You are getting what I'm not explaining. You have to sleep. I've been saying it. Listen, as a businessman, if you don't sleep, you are missing some dangerous ideas that can change the world. Yes? The idea, listen, God will warn you in dreams. If you were not sleeping, you won't see that dream. I'm serious. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. There are investments you want to make. The only angel that God is going to send to warn you or to guide you is the type that shows up only in dreams. So he's waiting for you to sleep. After 2 days, the guy will go back. Say, how far? Say, Lord, he hasn't slept yet. And you know me, I can only be seen in dreams. It's in the scriptures. Go and read the story of Eli, what he told you. There are dreams of the night. That is when sleep comes upon men. If you don't allow you to sleep, there are certain revelations God will not give you. Because you are laboring by the arm of flesh. Listen. The problem is that we still believe in this genetic and this historical thing. You know me. My brother is very smart. I'm not very smart. So I have to put in more energy. That's called the body being subject to death because of sin. What am I preaching? That there's a power of God, which when it endues a man, endues a woman, that same power gives his intelligence life. So you put in 1 hour, you get the result that you used to get after 8 hours. One day your book will become like novel to you. Yes, that is, you just enjoy reading it. And you're talking about advanced engineering mathematics. Like I keep on saying, nobody can struggle to remember. Either you remember or you forget. You can't, like they say, you can't by force yourself to remember. But there's a way you can do it. That is by accepting ahead of time that there is a special power that is working on your behalf. Are you getting my point? He said, tarry until you are endued with power. That is, Jesus was not expecting those guys to go and struggle. You know, I found out as a preacher, you know, before, you know, you, as a preacher, you go to that stage. You think it's the more you shout, that people will understand. The more scriptures you quote. I've been preaching for a while, so I've understood it. I've discovered if I do like this, I just be talking normally. In fact, people get more blessed when I'm not excited. Do you know why? What the Lord was telling them is simple. I'm not saying go and persuade anybody. Paul didn't used to talk plenty when he's preaching the gospel. Listen, all this reasoning of trying to explain why it is possible for a man to die for the sin of the world is unnecessary. He died for the sin of mankind. You'll be amazed. The Holy Spirit will start converting people rapidly. Why? Because there's what? Power. That's what I'm talking about. Because of the manifestation of the power of God. Paul said we didn't come with the excellency of what? Of wisdom. But we came with a demonstration of the power and of the Spiment. That is, what that meant simply that I say little. I just said it shall be well. So all I did is it shall be well. I didn't pray for the sequel. I just said what? It shall be well. I didn't shout. No. Just it shall be well. They come next day. Ah, sir. Yesterday, as you said, it shall be well. That you see a queue of 50 people testifying of all kinds of miracles. Because the man just did like this. It shall be well. Are you getting my point? Are you getting my point? It's called what? The power of God. And that is what distinguishes you from your neighbor. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to tell you, expect it.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying? Do what?
Expect.
Do what?
Expect.
Do what?
Expect.
Let's rise to our feet. It's a prayer meeting we have today. But this is what we're beginning to do from today. Talking about the power of God. Let's just, first of all, let's give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we give you thanks. Just begin to worship him. Thank him because you are not an average person. Say, Lord, I am not average. Say, I have been redeemed. I have been bought by the blood of Jesus. My sin has been washed away. It's very important. Don't let any condemnation come upon you. Very, very important. Don't let the devil tell you that it's not people like you they are talking about. Believe me, it's people like you that get the heavier dose of the anointing.
Amen.
Say it, Lord, I thank you,
Lord, I thank you.
Because I've been cleansed.
I have been washed.
And my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
The power of God dwells in me. That Jesus died and he rose again. And he sent me that promise from above. And it is my portion in Christ Jesus. Say, it is my portion in Christ Jesus. Say, the Spirit of God dwells in me. It makes me outstanding. I'm not an average person. I am not an average person. What I used to be doesn't matter. It is what God has made me in Christ Jesus that matters. Declare, say, I am walking in the kingdom of God. I'm walking in the kingdom of God. I am walking in the kingdom of God. Therefore, the power of God is manifested in my life. All my sicknesses are healed. I have been healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I am a carrier of that divine health. And when I place my hands on the sick, they recover. When I place my hands on the sick, they recover. Because I'm the conduit of the power of God. Declare, let me say, I'm protected by his power. That literally the angels of the Lord encamp around me. They are around me. They deliver me. Listen. Listen to this. Don't say anything, but hear it. If you had walked into that UN building, that bomb would not have gone off. Amen. Don't be afraid of flying. I was listening to Aduma say that after the bombing in America that time, people were afraid of flying, and for good, for understandable reasons. But this is the truth you should understand. Paul, listen to this. He traveled with a convoy of criminals, and nobody died because of him. Are you getting what I'm saying? He traveled a convoy of murderers and nobody died because of him. The next plane you're about to take, as you step onto that, if you, you know what they call it, when you finish climbing the stairs, when you really say, peace be upon this craft, you are the protection that God sent there.
Amen.
You see, you know, when I was coming back from Abuja, the woman who sat beside me, hi, she made me laugh. The pilot will say something. I respond to the police, is there a problem? I said, madam, there's no problem. And you know, for those of you, a few days ago, it's been quite rainy these days. So, plenty of clouds. So, the plane was shaking here and there. The woman grabbed the seat in front of her. Hey, yeah. At the point, I said, madam, don't worry. There's no problem. You will be fine. Are you a Christian? I don't know what she told me. What the answer she gave me to that. I said, are you a Christian? I said, don't worry. It will be okay. She was holding the seat like this. Then the plane was, I said, madam, it's called turbulence. It's the cloud. You said, look outside. Eh? My colleague on the right said, no, it's not the cloud. The contractor didn't tie the road very well. Oh, God. I had a good laugh throughout because of the woman that was sitting beside me. She was so afraid. But listen to me. That is not your portion in the name of Jesus. When you enter such a crowd, what you should say, this is what I'm saying. You will say, even if it was going to crash, the Lord sent me to save all these lives there.
Amen.
Are you getting my point?
Yes.
I wish you would see an angel one day. They can carry a plane. It's not a big deal. They will carry the plane like this. Say, where one way we put them here? They will drop and judge and fly off. Say, when else you are flying, let us know. Are you getting my point? That is a winner's attitude. Your plane will not crash.
Amen.
Your plane will not crash.
Amen.
When you enter that vehicle, you are the security that God planted in there for the rest of the people.
Amen.
Don't ever forget, Paul, he rose up and said, don't worry, guys. The angel of God, whose I am and who I serve. Ah! I never forgot that. He said, whose I am, that is, I belong to him. And he is the one I serve. Listen, saints of God, just ensure those two things are in place. That in Christ Jesus, you belong to God the Father. And every day, you with your mouth declare that you are, he's the one you are serving. He's leading you in the path of righteousness for his own name's sake. Listen, even the way you make mistakes, the blood of Jesus covers those mistakes.
Amen.
So you declared whose I am and whom I serve. He said that the angel of that God stood before me and said, nobody's going to die. And nobody died. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
It is called what? The power of God. Say it is the power of God.
It's
the power of God. And it's
working on my behalf.
And it's working with me.
And
it is working with me.
Even
if you find yourself on the road at 12 midnight, hear ye the word of the Lord, you will be safe.
Amen.
Let me say it again. If for whatever reason you have to travel late at night, that same battalion of angels that was around the mountain that was protecting Elisha, they will come, they will protect you, and no evil will befall you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, you are a witness. Say, I'm a witness.
I'm a witness.
I am witnessing of the power of God.
I am witnessing of the power of God.
Listen to me. Therefore, that power will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you fall sick, put a hand on the sick part and tell it, I am in charge here. This is my body. And with it, I serve the Lord. So I speak to you, sickness, depart from here in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You speak with a victor's mentality. Listen, God, you know, I'm persuaded what I'm about to say. God has been looking for where to pour power down. You know, over the last few years, maybe the church has become too powerful. You know what I mean? Naturally speaking, no. We had too much money. Are you getting my point? Yes, too much money, too much prosperity, too much connection. We knew governors. You get what I'm saying? So I think we have forgotten that actually there is a power that works towards them that believe. Are you getting my point? Listen, I think we have been making too much noise, shouting, Islamic banking. If a Muslim wants to bank, if they will give you free loan, take it. He said they won't collect interest. How else will stranger build your walls? He said they won't collect interest. What else? They said Islamic University, if he comes, go there. No, be you. Go there. Islamic physics and Christian physics are the same physics. Are you getting my point? Like I keep on saying, Sunday Adelaide was trained by communists. You know that? Yet, Bill Clinton said, this was the declaration of Bill Clinton concerning Sunday Adelaide, that this man is the reason why democracy survived in Ukraine. So don't be afraid. If Islam people say they want to come and build a school in your neighborhood, say, I don't want primary school, tell them, it's only university, so that the adults go there. And you reach class, you bow your head, pray for the lecturer, he will speak in tongues. What I'm saying is, don't be afraid. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. There shall be no end. All the oil money they are collecting from there, bring it, we go collect. You want land, a university, you want build, no problem. Simple. Just teach physics, engineering. Are you getting my point? Economics. Teach it. Teach Islamic banking too. We don't mind. And the Christians have been wasting too much time. Look, when the imam's son is sick, tell him to bring him. That's when you know whether it is all money or power of God we are dealing with. You say, Imam, your son is sick. No problem. We'll come and pray. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let's not be afraid. You know, I'm tired. I hear the political talk in Christianity. Me, I'm tired of it. Saying the Muslims are ganging on. And I was reading one book, your friend's book, Scofield, that one. You know, I bought two of them. I saw a page of one, and he said that he was describing one beast and all of that, and he said that thing referred to Islam. He said, and it shall be broken without a seen hand. I said, so why are they afraid now? I said, why are people afraid? Don't be afraid. That's what I'm saying. There's no need to be afraid. The power of God is working on your behalf. That here, an amen.
Amen.
I said the power of God is working on your behalf.
Amen.
I was saying that God is looking for where to release his power. Let me say this. If you prosper the normal, natural way that people are used to, there's no testimony. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now somebody here will prosper supernaturally in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. When I say supernatural, the thing will become natural to you. Do you follow my point?
Yes, sir.
It's not as if you just wake up one morning, it just don't happen, morning just showed up from the sky. No. I mean, you just start doing things which to you is reasonable, to everybody else it doesn't make sense. You know, Warren Buffett told his wife that I'm going to be very rich. Now, get my point. He learned some principles and he told his wife, I am going to be very rich. I am going to be very, very rich. The wife said, he thought that the man was just fooling himself. But did you see what happened to him? He became very, very rich. What am I saying? You know, I told you before that faith is not foolishness of the man who believes. It's only those who are watching him that think it's foolishness. I'm going somewhere. When I say you will prosper miraculously, to you, it may not look so miraculous. What will happen is that you will have an idea, God-breathed. To you, it will look like common sense. This is how you will know it's God-breathed. You will be the only one that will think it makes sense. I'm serious about that. Show it to 10 people, they won't get the point. Show it to 10 people, they won't get the point. But you will be so persuaded because you can see it. Why can't they see it? Warren Buffett then was so sure, he told his wife, just watch me. This is what I'm going to do and watch it. And the man did it and became the richest man in the world. That is, to you, I'm saying you will prosper miraculously. And that one, to you, will be almost normal. Listen, this year, that business will be worth 100,000. In 2 years, it will be worth 100 million.
Amen.
And to you, you can explain it. This is how it will go. Somebody listening to me this night will experience that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, God will have respect unto the covenant for you. He will protect you in the midst of wicked people.
Amen.
Listen to this. He said to Abraham, he said, anyone who blesses you, I will bless. Anyone who curses you, what will happen? So don't be afraid of anybody. You hear what I said? Don't be afraid of what? Anybody. That's all I have to say about that. Don't be afraid. Do what you have to do. Do it righteously and do it on time. And don't be afraid of anybody. Don't be afraid of economy. Don't be afraid of PHCN. Don't be afraid of anybody. And I'm saying to you, you will prosper abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Why? Because the eye of the Lord is running to and fro the whole earth. What is he looking for? He said he wants to show himself strong. If things work normally, the way it works with anybody, there's no strength in that. You are getting my point? God will show himself strong on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will deliver you from road accidents.
Amen.
If a car wrecks, your bone will not be broken.
Amen.
Your skin will not be scratched.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The power of God will manifest in all that you do. You know, I've been saying it, don't ever forget. If you get home, say to the home, peace be upon this home. Trouble will come to the next, it will jump that house and go to the one next to it. Because you said to that house, peace be upon this home. You will have a testimony that will let people know that indeed Jesus is alive. I was talking to my colleague that day. I said, do you believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ has been literal? He said, it does not matter. I said, obviously you have never experienced him. The Lord will appear to somebody. Say amen. Are you deaf here?
Amen.
I said he will appear to somebody.
Amen.
So that you will testify again like Paul. that after he appeared to all of them, last of all he appeared to me also. So I am telling you that he's alive. Listen, this country is not politics that will make the church grow. It is not cash. It is what? Power. It is what?
Power.
It is what?
Power.
The manifestation of the power of God. And Father, you will do that in our lives in this season in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we have held on to your word and we continually hold on to it. But Lord, our lives will manifest. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued from power with power from on high. Then you will be my witnesses. We are not going to be the argumentators. We are what? Witnesses. We will experience it. People will see. Nicodemus will show up again and say, come, talk to me. Oh, you've heard the story I told about, which I told the time, the demons are carrying. The Nicodemuses gathered and said, come, there's a way you are doing this farming. If you, that is, everybody else will put small fish inside the pond, they will harvest medium size. On your own, will harvest two fat ones. How come? Eh? Does your own fish do binary fission? Are you getting what I'm saying? That's one of the, that's the Nicodemus ministry. They came to the demon Zacharias. You don't use advisors. We use. Yet look at how your what do you call it? Your head is growing. There was a time he had 50,000 heads of cattle. And one day they came, they all had tuberculosis. And the only treatment that time, of course, was to wipe out the thing. So one day he was watching TV and he heard a man shouting, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The cattle on 1,000 hills. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you." Ah. He phoned the man. He said, "Do you mean that thing you said on TV just now? That the cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to God?" The man said, "Yes, it's in the Bible right there." He said, "Do you believe?" He said, "I most certainly do." He said, 50,000 of God's cattle, guess more problem. The man came to the center of the head and began to rebuke tuberculosis. The next day, when the health people came, they were going to wipe out all 50,000 heads of cattle. They had to test again before they begin. They tested 1, 2, 3, all of them. Negative. Tuberculosis gone. That's called the power of God. The man grew the head of cattle to like 1 million. Listen, it's not by strength. I said somebody will prosper supernaturally.
Amen.
Listen, genetic engineering is not in the lab, but the man who started, his name is Jacob. Jacob told all of them, "Look this way." And they looked that way. He just make mark for stick. The skin of animals changed. Are you getting my point? Listen, if you're a farmer, don't ever forget to talk to your crop. Talk to your birds, talk to your fish. Whatever it is you are farming, you must talk to them. If you forget to change, those who are doing fish farming, you have to change the water. Uh-huh. You should change your water on time, amen? But let's assume you travel, you forgot. Don't panic. Talk to the water. You know, say we're inside this our own court. Now I tell you. Just enter. Uh-huh. My fish in the house. Yes. Me and not vex. Now forget, I forget. So because now forget, I forget, I have asked the Lord for mercy. Therefore, if you like, breathe that dirty water for the next 2 years, none of you will die.
Amen.
You will remain there until I come back and grow fat on your own manure. It's a commandment. The fish will say, "Oh God, what do you mean?" Say, "Ish, didn't you read the Bible? Didn't you see how Jacob..." That's what I mean by the power of God. I don't mean that's a joke. I mean that literally. Bird flew. Issue flew your bird with the power of the Holy Spirit first. It's simple. Listen. Dare to believe. Tell your neighbor, dare to believe.
Yes.
It doesn't cost anything. Just go to the door of the poultry. In the name of Jesus Christ, any flu that wants to flu here should fly over, fly. In the name of Jesus, no plague will come near my birds.
Amen.
That's all the Lord is saying you should do. He didn't say you should go and start fighting the birds. You won't get flu. You won't get flu. No, just stand at the door. Talk to them. Walk around the perimeter of your poultry and speak to it. Do that and you will experience the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's a testimony of one woman, a rice farmer in the Ekiti State. Old woman. One day they did village crusade. Who wants to give his life to Christ? The old woman came forward and she was a rice farmer. And they were teaching the young converts that the name of Jesus is what does everything. She not go to school, she not read the book. All she knows is that they said it is the name of Jesus and it can do anything. You know this, they call them, I think, weaver birds, that they plague to rice farming. So the people in the locality there, they usually will go and do jazz, hoping to talk to the birds to allow us to come. So she said, everybody should contribute money. So she said, no, she not they contribute money. Because she has gone to church, and she has given her life to Christ, and they told her that it's the name of Jesus that does everything. So they should all hear it, that in the name of Jesus, no bird will perch on her field.
So they look at this old woman, doesn't know what she's saying. So they did everything they had to do. This was the testimony of the villagers. That the birds, assuming her field is on plot D, they will feed in plot B. They will feed, people will come and drive them, whatever it is. The birds will rise up, fly over plots. I say her own is what? D. Yeah. They will feed in B, fly to C, fly over D, and go to E. This was not her testimony. It was the testimony of the neighboring farmers. Because they told the woman, it's the name of Jesus that does everything. And nobody had explained to her that it didn't get limitation. I heard the story of a missionary that went to preach somewhere. People gave their lives to Christ there. And he left a small, he taught them to read and left a small Bible with them. The New Testament, you know, like the Gospel. Uh-huh. And he forgot to tell them that the days of miracles had passed. You understand what I'm saying? So they read it and said, these signs shall follow those that believe. So they said, I lay hands and people were getting healed. They were raising the dead. So the missionary came wanted to explain that, you see, the days of miracle have... No, not for this village. The days of miracle. Last week, did this man not fall down from the roko tree? He broke his back. What did we do? We laid hands on him. Yeah, run, let him see. Because they were not around to explain to the people that these miracles don't happen again. You will experience the miracle of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I say you will experience the power of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Somebody here will be healed miraculously in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody will prosper by the power of the Spirit in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. You are all delivered from death in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone present here, me inclusive, we are delivered from death in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Satan, you have lost.
Yes.
Listen, don't wake up at night when it is here, you get enemy. It's a useless time. If you remember enemy, say, those that curse me, the Lord will curse. Go back to sleep. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
You know, this is Africa. Let's say it. Any wish will fly near your window. It will be like a bird. We don't know, say glass till they there. You know, say birds, they get a traffic accident. Are you getting my point? In peace, you will sleep.
Amen.
You will lie down in peace.
Amen.
You will sleep in peace.
Amen.
Because the Lord alone is the one that's making you dwell in safety.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I say you will experience the power of God. Everybody
Amen.
Say the power of God.
The power of God.
It's my portion.
It's
walking on my behalf. Say,
Jesus went to heaven
that he may send the Holy Spirit down. And that same Holy Spirit is with me. The power of that Holy Spirit is walking on my behalf. Just make your dedication. They say, Lord, I hold on to your word. I hold on to you. I am yours. I'm yours. Use your own words this time. Just say, Lord, I'm yours. You I will serve. I belong to you from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. The thoughts of my mind, the very thoughts of my heart, Lord, they are yours in the name of Jesus. The very thoughts of my heart, the desires of my heart, my whole life, my ambition, everything I put down before your throne, I take your spirit, I drink of it. Yes, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Say, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Say, God, yours I am, and you I serve. 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 I walk in the kingdom. I walk by the word of God. The power of God is manifested in me. The power of God is manifested in me. The power of God is manifested in me. It is manifested in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is manifested in me. It is manifested in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the peace of God is with me. Jesus breathed on his disciples. He said, receive the Holy Spirit. Declare, he said, I have received that Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is mine. I am endued with power from on high. Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks.
in the name of Jesus Christ.